I'm Zach Winter from Blue Sky. Jib is out traveling the world. This is our 10 and 2 report for the week of August 14th. 10 news stories from the week that we think are important, interesting, or infuriating, provided in about 2 minutes, with links to the full stories found on our website. So here we go. 1. Our current favorite blog this week is called Ecosophia and is hosted by a druid. Yes, a druid. In fact, he was the Grand Arch-Druid of the Ancient Order of Druids in America and is current head of the Druidical Order of the Golden Dawn. John Michael Greer is a prolific author known best for his work in thinking about post-industrial society. We find him to be surprisingly rational. Check out his recent blog called Hate is the New Sex, which is particularly relevant given our current president and the events in Charlottesville over the weekend. 2. We like MOOCs. Massive online open courses, or said another way, free courses on the internet, because they democratize learning. However, the vast majority of people don't take advantage of this because they don't have the mindset of growth. Check out Saul Kahn's short essay on shifting one's mindset. Just by reading it, you'll be on your way. 3. In times like these, it's good to return to the master essays. One of these is Buddhist Economics by the late great economist E.F. Schumacher, where he compellingly argues that individuals need good work for proper human development. 4. Crown shyness, a naturally occurring phenomenon, results in crack-like gaps in tree canopies. Trees with crown shyness mysteriously avoid touching each other. No one is quite sure why certain trees exhibit this unique behavior, but the most prominent theory is that gaps prevent the proliferation of invasive insects. 5. HBR published a piece this week by our friends at Semler Barossi. They argue that it's time to tie executive compensation to sustainability, as shareholders are ratcheting up their demands on environmental and social issues, consumers are registering their concerns about how companies make their products, and talented millennial employees are voting with their feet by leaving laggard companies behind. 6. A new study has found more intelligent people are quicker to learn and unlearn social stereotypes. Because pattern detection is a core component of human intelligence, people with increased cognitive abilities may be equipped to efficiently learn and use stereotypes about social groups. This makes me question what we define as intelligence. 7. Health benefits of wind and solar offset all subsidies, and the estimated economic benefit of renewables in the U.S. is $87 billion. As they edge out fossil fuels, renewables are reducing not just carbon emissions, but also other air pollutants. And the result is an improvement in air quality with a corresponding drop in premature deaths. 8. Silicon Valley billionaire Stuart Butterfield voiced support this week for the universal basic income. The founder of Slack joins Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and Mark Zuckerberg as a public supporter. He said a basic income would be part of a, quote, new social contract for our generation. 9. Recommended Netflix viewing, Chasing Coral. The film offers a breathtakingly beautiful look at some of the Earth's most incredible natural wonders, while delivering a sobering warning about their uncertain future. Rotten Tomatoes rating comes in at a paltry 100%, so you know it's terrible. For number 10 this week, a shout out to senior editor at The Atlantic, James Hamblin, who had the tweet of the day. The simple and tired sounding sentence reads, "This concludes Infrastructure Week." For links to each of these stories, visit our website, bluesky.com. That's BLUSKYE.com. The E is in the wrong place. Thanks for listening and see you next week.